Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, the first 2 hours have flown by the way.
Oh, they totally have.
In there! Who is Sam talking to? Is there someone in there with you? Who are you talking to someone? Is there someone down there? Who's down there? He's not.
He's probably talking to his stomach. He's suffering.
He just looked down and was just like talking down there. Go and check. I don't believe him. Who are you doing in a second, Rachel? Someone's under that desk. What is going on with you, boy?
Sam, what are you doing? Dirty boy.
Well, listen. He's young. I'm turning a blind eye. You carry on. It's like that scene in Police Academy with the lectern. Good evening, Rachel.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Rachel. What have you got for us this wonderful, wonderful evening as our country explodes around us? What would you like to say to the nation?
Well, I just thought, as you've had a few new callers tonight,
yes,
I would join into that party.
Oh, the old
my partner.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're welcome. Very welcome.
My partner, Jason, is just obsessed with your show and literally listens to your podcast live whenever because he travels quite a lot.
Okay. So you're saying Jason is away from home quite a bit. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that's fine. He travels, so he listens. But he likes to listen. It keeps him, you know,
right,
entertained. So my point is,
yes,
he has said, let's liven the show up.
Ooh.
Let's have a sing-song.
Oh.
A bit of Neil Diamond.
Yes, man!
Sweet Caroline.
Get in there! Go for it, Rachel!
Oh, no, I don't want to sing on my own.
We'll get you and...
I thought you were going to play the song for us.
I'm not going to...
Liven it up a little bit.
What do you mean, liven it up a little bit? It's the most lively show we've ever done. You want me to sing? What's that, like, your monkey or something?
Right, so, no, you're not a monkey, but my partner, Jason, now wants to sing a little bit of Sweet Caroline with you, though, Ian.
I'm not singing. Hey, listen, first of all, you keep saying he's your partner. I'm suspicious. I think Jason is you. And then you're just going to put on a different voice. Why, you can't sing at the same time.
Here. I promise you, he's here. He is here.
Let me hear him talk.
Hello.
Yeah, it's
the same person.
They're not talking at the same time. It's the same person. He thinks I'm stupid.
Got to get up earlier in the day to trick us.
Let me speak to Rachel, please, Jason.
Rachel is passing over now.
Hello.
It's like Ray Allen and Lord Charles when they do a duet. It sounds like they're, yes, doing. You're the same person.
No, we're not. I promise you.
Well, how come you can't talk at the same time?
There we go. Yep.
You didn't. If you play that tape back, one of you said something, then the other one said something.
God's sake.
Rachel.
Yes.
Please, yes, could you sing some Neil Diamond for us?
Hold on.
Shut up, Jason.
All right.
I'm falling for it now.
Yes. Stop it.
I'm getting sucked into the madness. Rachel, could you please sing?
Are you not a Neil Diamond fan or what?
I am not. I'm going to choose the or what.
Oh, you're not a Neil Diamond.
No, you said, are you not a Neil Diamond fan or what? I'm going for or what. Rachel, live on this show is so, yes, as flat as a pancake. So why don't you liven it up by singing us a Neil Diamond song?
A one,
right?
A two,
get a little
a one,
bit
two,
of
three,
background
four.
YouTube. Right, you ready?
Yep, go.
Oh, I'm not ready. Not prepared. I thought you were going to.
What was that?
Did
you just drop your guts?
Oh, Ian, I'm disappointed. I thought you were going to.
I'm disappointed in you phoning up and blowing off down the phone, dirty woman or man. Rachel, a one, two, yeah, one, two, three, four.
What, you ready,
Kev?
It's not how the counting works.
They really have livened up this show that they said needed livening up, didn't they? Flipping heck, man.
Then spring becomes summer.
Oh.
You ready, Ian?
Yeah, we've been ready for the last 5 minutes. Well, that's Neil Diamond.
Touching hands.
In time with the music, if you can.
Oh, I'm trying.
You
now.
God.
Touching me. Touching me.
Oh, God.
Sweet Caroline. The times they're awesome, so good.
0344 499 1000.
Every pot finds its lid, doesn't it?
Yay. Why was she pretending, or he pretend? Well, there was the same person. We know that clearly. There was only one person there. Why would you do that? What kind of sick? That's a bit like Anthony Perkins in Psycho, isn't
yeah,
it?
He's
pretending to be his mum.
Yeah.
Psycho's rubbish. See, what's clever about Psycho? What's really clever about Psycho? Is that the first 30 minutes you think it's all about that woman.
Uh-huh.
I think she's robbed a bank or something. It wasn't her and her partner robbed a bank and she puts the money in the boot of the car. So you think the whole film's going to be about her.
And she was a big star.
Who was she?
Janet Leigh.
That was it. Distant, very
you know
distant
who her daughter
relative
is?
Of mine. Yeah, of course I do. Jamie Lee Curtis. Am I right? I'm not wrong.
I was thinking of her other daughter.
Vivian Leigh. I'm not wrong. I know the Leighs. And of course, her first husband, Bruce. Now, and of course, her second husband, Christopher. Yes!
And of course, her great-grandson.
Me. Now, so the genius is that the misdirection is you think it's going to be about her, but then she gets, spoiler alert, killed off in about 30 minutes. Then the rest of the film's boring. So there's a guy who thinks dressed up as his mum and kills people. Boring.
It was shocking for those days.
No, it wasn't. Here's the thing. I'm going to say it. Hitchcock's films suck.
I don't really like them.
I did quite like The Birds, actually. Vertigo sucks. North by Northeast sucks. The one that doesn't...
Rear Window?
Sucks. The one that doesn't suck is the remake of Rear Window with Christopher Reeve. I'm joking. That sucks as well. When he was in the wheelchair.
Oh,
when
gosh.
He after the accident, yeah. No, the one that doesn't suck is Lovely. Lovely. When Van der Valk goes round strangling women in London. That's a late one, 1970, 71. Lovely. Lovely.
It's called Lovely, Lovely.
Is he strangling? No, what's it called? It's called The Eden Project. It's called...
Boston Strangler.
No, that's Tony Curtis. Lovely. What's it called? Oedipus. Centenary. It's set in London. It's called the Vagina Monologue. It's called... I don't know what it's called.
But it's lovely.
Can someone phone in? Phone in and tell me what... Did you type it on the screen? What did you type on the screen? What is going on with you? Driving me. Lucky I'm strapped into this chair. I have to get strapped in now for medical and, strangely enough, legal reasons. If I wasn't strapped in, I'd be out there.
He's literally had a restraining order.
Yeah, on myself. Watched a film that gets 7.6 on IMDb, and I'm watching it thinking, nah, this ain't a 7.6.
Oh, really? What was that?
Upgrade. So, it was like Knight Rider, but without a car. Sorry?
Right. Okay.
Why are you laughing at that bit?
Knight Rider without a car.
Right, hang on a second. You're laughing at that. You've not seen it. And I'm going to blow your mind. But yeah, it's like Knight Rider without
a
car.
I'm imagining Knight Rider without a car, and it's just... Michael Knight being reconstructed and strutting about.
Okay. Spoiler alert, guys. I'm going to tell you what happens in Upgrade now, just because I need to destroy Catherine Boyle. Give me some other things that happen in Knight Rider. With the car.
Stunts. Wicked stunts.
Okay. And when he's away from the car, what happens?
You can press a button and the car comes for him.
Okay. But
I think he's got a watch like yours that you can...
Yeah. And what happens with that watch? Look out, Michael. There are two men in the room behind you.
Oh, right.
They've got guns, Michael.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So now take the car out, but you still get those messages.
Well, he's talking to him then, not the car.
No,
So no one's talking.
No,
he's just got a watch.
The microchip that's
inserted. A crap watch.
My watch is not crap.
Well.
You take that back now.
Where is it?
It's there. That watch is a Casio calculator, water-resistant alarm chrono. That's a flippin'. You're not touching it.
It looks like you got it out of a cracker. Don't mouth F off to me. That's
I'm
really
not mouthing
very rude.
F off. I'm mouthing the full words.
I know you are. Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Yes.
That escalated, ladies and gents.
Yeah, it did. Because this is not a crap watch. Okay. Let's see your watch, mate. Let's have a look at your watch. Bling! Bling! Look at you. Look at you.
It's a grown-up's watch.
JJ Cool Man. What's his name? LL Cool J.
Well, ladies love Cool James.
Yeah. Look. Bling! What is this? Do you do like a little drive? Do you do a drive-by shooting before you went and got pimped the money off your hose? What is that thing? I can't even look at it. It's so bright. Oh, let's have a look at the face.
It's the watch of.
Oh, mate, it's got three. What do the other three dials do?
Seconds.
Oh, so
minutes.
Hasn't got a second.
Hours. Then. It's a stopwatch.
So you got three dials that do seconds, minutes, and hours.
Yeah, for timing. I'm going to time how long it takes for you to stop being a knob.
Well, stop it now. It's finished because you are an idiot. You don't know class. Everyone. This was a video on YouTube, this was an online meme. This watch went viral last week. It's online now.
Just rub it with a bit of Dettol.
Why don't you rub that with a bit of Dettol?
Wow, why have you brought that into it?
Because you're bringing this into it. So I'm bringing that into it.
That is none of your business.
Yeah, and this is out of your league. Yeah. So I accept.
Gosh, you've been going for quite a long time. I'm just checking my stopwatch.
You've been going for too long. I don't need to check a stopwatch, even though this does have stopwatch facilities, and I can do
but
laps.
But you don't know how it works.
And I can do. I have not. I could work it out if I needed to.
Did you get some instructions?
This has got a calculator. I did actually, but I don't know where they are now. But I could work it out if I needed to. So why don't you just get lost? You had the kids at school bullying me because my watch was pony. Well, this is not a pony watch. This is a classy watch. Look at this. Bling, bling, bling. Hey, I'm Jay-Z and I'm going to get up on stage and push Taylor Swift off stage. Mate, why don't you go and push Taylor Swift off stage and talk about your wife?
Don't hate. Congratulate.
I don't hate. I masturbate. Now you've made me say that. Look, can we have the ads now?
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the lavatory.
They've been there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Now they're dead. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Late Night Alternative, DAB, app or online. All the ways to listen. Podcasts as well. Podcasts are plenty. Go to iTunes, Acast, your usual podcast provider. Type in Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle. Stuff will pop up. Paul Ross is on at one. Switchboard is empty, so now's a great time to call. So I've moved house recently and I had a lot of staff. Well, we moved to Windsor, I guess, about 7 years ago. No, about 6.5 years ago. And from London, where I'd lived for a long, long time. So a lot of stuff got chucked, unfortunately. A lot of stuff I decided to chuck. A lot of stuff I went to look for it had been chucked. I don't know how that happens. and a lot of stuff just went in the garage. It was in a box in the garage and was untouched for many a year. Many a muckle makes a mickle. Oh. And I was living, then marriage broke down. Sadly, these things happen. And I moved into, rented a Comodazziano for a couple of years, little room. I didn't really bring many of my things with me. I didn't bring any of my things with me. I had some books. I had my books and my poetry to protect me, and that was it. And a green screen. And then recently I've bought a house, very nice house. And so all the stuff that was in the garage has come with me to the house. And it's not a lot of stuff. It means a couple of boxes have rocked up that I've not looked in for a few years. I had a little look in one of the boxes and I found this. The brown ring binder file. And in it, there's a list of agents that I was trying to get in touch with. 0171 is the number. That's how old this is. All these places that I was trying to get gigs as well, places. There's the address for the drummer of Cooler Shaker written there as well. Duncan Bar, Crack Comedy. All these comedy clubs that you have to phone to try and get open spots. Michael Armit, who's now a director at, of The One Show. And there's songs that I wrote. It's not all songs that I wrote. There's what's this? There's just some plain paper there. That's fine. There's some sketches that I wrote with Mackenzie. Got all this. What's this?
Is it the Lucy Speed You're All I Need song?
That could be in here. It's from this era. 2021. Now, I'm a little bit embarrassed about this.
Well, let me see that thing that you just put away.
No. That was song lyrics on the back of like a payslip or something.
Can I look?
No, you can't look. You can't read them, though.
Why?
Because I'm starting to get a little bit embarrassed.
You've got to push through the shame, man.
You've got to push through the shame. Look, wrote on like a sick bag. Oh, I mean, these are...
Is that a song called Goodnight Louse?
Which one? That's called Goodnight Louise.
Okay.
You can't look at these. You cannot look at these until I am ready. Oh God, they're all just there's some stand-up. Here's a stand-up routine I was working on. Here's a stand-up routine I was working on when I was like 19. They say it's a small world, but have you ever tried to walk it? I was never a very good stand-up. I was a terrible stand-up. You always see fat people drink Diet Coke. Which is true.
Donald Trump said that, didn't he?
I've written down here, here's just a phrase I've written. Spunky monkey. Spunky monkey.
Yeah.
Stand up and wee on the bus. You should have gone to the toilet. I don't know what any of this... This is like 25 years ago. I don't know what any of this means. Police escort, shag like rabbits. I don't know what that says. Shinsies, vicar sack for not believing in God. These are all comedy routines that I was working on. But this is the gold. I don't know if I can do this tonight because now I'm feeling a little bit ashamed.
Do you want me to go out? Is it because I'm doing a face?
You are doing a face.
I'm just doing my face, but I know that sometimes it annoys you.
Oh, your face annoys me so much.
I know.
That one.
I can't help it.
That one.
I'm not even doing a face at this point. It's just a face that's on my skull.
Look at this. This is... Here we go. Um,
What is... Oh, look at this. This is like... It's when I was applying to get tickets for the for Alan Partridge. It's the address you have to write to. Some of these are busking songs. Right, so there's Waterloo Sunset is there. Some Monkey songs. Oh, I don't know
if I want to hear your song.
I don't know if I can, Catherine.
Come on, I've sung you flipping Yo, We're Wow about 15 million times.
Yeah, but you were like 9 when you wrote that. I was an adult. I could vote when I wrote
this.
You were
still a child in so many ways.
Let's go to John first, shall we?
Diversionary tactics.
We may not get time tonight.
Ian, come on.
Sorry. Good evening, John.
Hi.
Jesus, it's the worst line.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, John. Great to hear from you, man. What have you got for us?
I just wanted to tell you like a little story about something that's happened to myself and my wife this week. And it's amusing but totally stupid.
Okay.
So what happened was, it's my wife's birthday, and as a treat, I bought tickets for us to go to a concert on Monday night at the O2 to see George Ezra.
Oh, really? My boy's favourite?
Yeah.
Excellent. So,
Budapest, Adibido. That's what we call it. Adibido. Yes, Adibido, yes.
So, okay, so on Monday, I booked us a hotel in London. We drove up to London, checked into the hotel.
Yeah.
We set off for the O2 Arena. We looked at the tickets. The concert wasn't until today.
No,
so
what?
That was mistake number one.
Hang on. You thought it was on Monday?
I thought it was on Monday. I booked the tickets a long time ago. Wrote it on the calendar at home for the 12th of November.
Oh, mate!
I know, nightmare. So we went to London on Monday, checked into a hotel, went to the gig, and it wasn't until today. So
unlucky, dude.
That was mistake number one.
Yeah.
Mistake number two, we drove back to the O2 today, parked up, walked to the O2 for the gig. It wasn't even at the O2, it was at Wembley Arena.
Oh, no! Yo, you idiot!
What a twat, what an idiot!
John, what were you thinking?
Oh, no, I'm a nutter.
So, did you not... You've not seen George Ezra then? And you spent a week in London?
Yeah, no, we left the car at the O2, parked up, jumped on the tube at Greenwich, went all the way across London.
That's the other side of London, man.
Oh, no, it's not. Don't even go there.
Did you get to see the concert?
We got to the concert. It was fantastic, yeah.
Oh,
great.
Okay, you got there. And is your wife... is your wife still talking to you?
Yeah, she's sat next to me now. We're in the car on the way home to Portsmouth.
And how much has this week costed? Did you stay in London the whole week?
No, we went back to Portsmouth on Tuesday. We only stayed in Monday night. We ended up going to a comedy club in a gay bar on Monday night instead of the George Ezra concert.
Oh, that's all right then. That sounds like a good thing.
That was a good night, yeah.
John, you're a good man. It sounds like you've got a good, solid relationship. And that's going to be a story to tell the grandkids about how you completely muffed up George Ezra. Thanks for sharing it with us, man.
Cheers,
bye-bye. I've not done as bad as that. I've gone to the wrong venue to see Stephen Stills. Got to Stephen Stills just as he was going, thanks very much, good night. Oh, man. Good evening, Sadiq.
Guess what's coming out? Laurel and Hardy, the film's coming out.
Laurel and Hardy made a film?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I want to tell you, but I forgot to tell you.
Oh, man alive.
And guess what's coming on Sunday? I'm a Celebrity is coming back on again.
I won't be watching that.
You know, people that have epilepsy, are they allowed to go in the jungle or not?
I think epileptics are allowed in the jungle. Yeah, I would have thought so. Why? Have you got epilepsy?
It's dangerous, but people have seizures. How can they go on a game
Medics watching. They have medics standing by watching the whole time. Well, not actually, they weren't standing by because I remember Stanley last year fell over and cut his hand because he's a knob. And the medics took ages to come out and fix it.
How about people who have, how about people who have, what's it called?
Strokes.
Not strokes, I mean people who
AIDS?
Have diabetics or something like that.
Yeah, they
that.
Have diabetics. Diabetics are allowed to do it. Here's the thing.
I didn't know that.
I don't think it's wheelchair accessible, so that is discriminatory. We can get a wheelchair over that rope bridge. So that is discriminatory.
I heard a thing about...
Hang on, Sadiq, hang on.
Four of the contestants this year are vegans.
Yeah.
So they won't be able to eat any...
No, because when I had my first interview about doing the jungle, I was still a vegetarian. I said, I'm a vegetarian. They said, oh, don't worry, well, if you get an eating thing, they'll kind of fix it so you probably don't get an eating thing.
How about in Mekan? How can he eat the child if it's halal? How can it be halal, the animals?
He didn't have he didn't have anything that wasn't halal.
But where did he pray then? That's what I'm saying.
He prayed, there's a little bit on the other side where the bench was, and he would go and pray there.
But did you pray the Quran as well?
Sorry?
The Quran, the Holy Quran.
I don't think he had the Quran. Maybe he did have the Quran. He had he had his rug and his hat.
It's not respectful because the ladies they're watching, and it's not nice, is it?
Well, no, that's a silly thing about religion, because it should be open to everyone. It's not respectful to have a pray because there's a woman there. Come on, Sadiq. Come on, man. That's
bull. They're wearing bikinis and that. They're not wearing suitable clothes, not decent clothing.
Yeah, but
that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, that doesn't stop you having a pray up. You want to have a little pray, you have a little pray.
Can I have your number? I lost your number.
Sadiq, I'm sorry. I only give it out once. Sadiq, can I read you some lyrics I wrote when I was a younger man? And you let me know whether you think this will make a good song.
If you give me a number, I can tell you.
I'm not going to give you the number. So I'm going to read this. This is a song. This one doesn't have a title, right? So I'm going to read this and you're going to let me know what you think about it, okay?
Okay.
And I tell you, I'm so nervous reading these out. Listen, I know that these are rubbish, okay? I'm not doing this going, I think I've got a lost man. I know this. I'm reading these because these are embarrassing, right?
You said my name on the rabbit hole. Do you know that?
No.
You did. You said Sadiq.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If anyone's listening, if anyone wants to... I'm only doing this because Sally is on Twitter saying I'm bottling it. I'm not bottling anything. I'm prepared. I'm bearing my soul. And if George Ezra is listening on the way home from Wembley Arena and he's thinking... Oh, I'm running out of lyrics. I got no words. I got tunes. I got no words. Then, George, you can have these. 50-50, obviously. So here we go. Catherine, I'm going to dedicate this to you. I don't have chords written down for this, so I can't give any indication. But any musicians out there listening, want inspiration, have some of this. Are you ready, Sadiq?
I want to ask you a question. How can I talk to you on the rabbit hole if I don't have your number?
Okay. Are you ready, Catherine?
I'm always ready.
Here we go. It's respectful. Can I hold your hand? I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm talking to you.
Hey?
Did you say you like it? He's gone. Sadiq's gone. He's gone. Three lines and he's shot his load. Start again. Actually, let me hold your hand when I do this.
Really?
Yeah. Can I hold your hand? I don't know if you can hear me. But I'm talking to you. Oh, no, this is inappropriate, actually, for us. So I dedicate this to Sam. Wherever you are, you know I love you.
Oh, Sam.
These are great lyrics. Breathe. If I push you, you breathe. Couldn't I just sit here for 1,000 years and gently nudge you?
With what?
I don't know. See, reading it as an older man now, it feels like I'm talking about a penis. But I wouldn't, as a 20-year-old, I wouldn't have been writing about a penis.
Also, nudging someone with your penis for 1,000 years, it's not a sustainable lifestyle, is it?
Then it gets dark.
Oh, dear.
If you die now, you know I'll never forgive you. Only you could leave me, now of all the times to go.
That's some deep shiz.
Sam, come on the microphone there for a second, because you were pulling a face there, and I just didn't understand what that face... What was that face you were pulling? It looked like confusion.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What do you mean, don't get it?
I don't get it.
What music are you into? Nickelback. You don't get music. Get stuffed. I'm not doing this because I'm saying that they're good.
Is there a chorus?
That's all there is for that.
Right, okay.
That's all there is for that.
You gave up. You're talking about sitting there for 1,000 years nudging someone and you can't even manage a second verse.
It was finished.
Right.
It was finished. I'm going to roll now. Let's find some more.
Another one.
Let's find some more. The ones on the little bits of paper I don't think are as good as the...
The ones that got the proper A4 treatment. This is good.
Here we go. Right, this has got chords. This is C. This is in Chord of C. This is Chord of C, and then the chorus, it goes to F and G. F and G. So the verse is C, the chorus is F and G.
I get it. Well done.
Should have brought my guitar in. We could have made.
Oh God!
Night of
this. I mean,
can I tell you? I feel so nervous. But I, thank you, listener. Not thank you, Catherine. Thank you, listener, for allowing me to express my another part of my artistic soul. This one hasn't got a title.
I'll give it one.
No, you won't. This is my. I'm exposing myself to you.
I know. Yet again.
I'm feeling kind of lonely.
Oh.
Kind of lonely.
No, cool. You're a cool guy.
I'm feeling kind of lonely. I can't read my writing. Wishing you would be there. Phone me.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's an unusual reaction. Sometimes we laugh out of arousal.
Oh my God.
Let me know when you're ready and I'll carry on.
I'm never going to be ready.
I'm never going to be ready. Katie says, I'd love to hear your songs. I bet you are brilliant. So do I, Katie.
She's a bum lick.
That's another song I've got here, actually. She's a bum lick. I'm feeling.
Hang on.
Well, look, I've got hundreds in here. We got like a month's worth of shows.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. It was just the phone me caught me by surprise. It was so rude.
This is in the day before everyone had mobile phones, so actually it's.
Did I just let you up in the book?
I'm feeling.
Wait a minute.
What noise? I don't even know what that noise is.
Dead dogs.
Which is actually the title of another song I've got in here.
Okay, wait. Don't do another one yet. Oh, this is silly. Stop.
Because the songs that I wrote as a 20-year-old. I may have been 22.
Okay.
I'm feeling this is in C. So the verse is in C and the chorus is F and G. I'm feeling kind of lonely. Wishing you would be there. Phone me. I don't know what I can do. You're so near, yet I'm miles away from you. And I'm sure that I have seen you somewhere before. And I want you to come knocking at
my door. Classic.
Well, I like the classic rhymes. I'm a classicist.
Oh, God. Oh.
Then we go back to C. So that was F and G. Let's go back to C. Wander around the town for 5 or 6 hours. This is not one of my best. Go to the park. Stay there till dark, talking to the flowers. strange reaction.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, dear.
Now, I think that's the end of that song, actually.
Thank God. It's probably for the best.
Okay,
oh,
all right.
That's lovely. That was lovely.
I'm on a roll here. I'm up for doing this all night. I'm up for doing this all night. This one's called I Love You, I Love You. And the chords for this are A. If you've got a guitar, if anyone's got a guitar, could you... if anyone's got a guitar or a keyboard, could you phone up 0344-499-1000? We'll workshop it now. Workshop it.
Can I? Is there an online piano on here? I can do it. Hang on.
Okay. A seven D. These are great chords. Mm. I've written here. A seven D F sharp M F sharp minor E. So this is quite an advanced. What is that?
A.
But that's not a chord.
Yeah, but I need. I wouldn't be able to do. I've got a touch screen.
We'll find something that does chords then.
Oh God.
Anyway, this one's called I Love You, I Love You. I love
what
you.
What are the notes again?
It's not notes, it's chords.
I know, but whatever, we'll just workshop it.
A7.
Yeah.
D, F sharp minor, and E.
All right, go on.
I love you. I love you. You're just, but that's, no, you don't, no, I don't want to play with you.
All right, I'll stop it. Go on, serious.
Actually, that's quite atmospheric. That works.
We're getting back. Hang on.
It works. It's atmospheric. I like it.
Virtual piano. I wonder if it goes chords.
Hi, Ian. John's wife, Donna, here. Who's John? Was that? Oh, that's the Ezra
guy. The one that has been disappointed several times by
Donna,
John.
Donna. Jeez, do you want to cough a little bit louder into the microphone? Donna. Dump John. Donna. Hi, Ian. John's wife, Donna, here. Your songs sound good. We want to hear more of the bum lick song. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, dear.
Okay. You ready? I love you, I love you. Words scribbled down in a fit of passion. I can't believe I won't see you again, my friend. Goodbye. Not laughing now, are you?
No, I'm waiting for my piano to come up.
If you can forgive...
Okay. Well, is it A, D, what?
No. A7, which yeah. You can't do because you're not
playing
chords.
I'm going to ignore that. I'm just going to do
D, F sharp minor, and E. And when I finger you, that's when you go to the... Right, that's when you go to the next chord.
I'm going to have to write them down because... Can you have got a pen?
You're not touching any of these documents.
Pass that pen there, please.
I sent Julia an email yesterday. I heard her on another radio station and I emailed her and said she made me laugh.
Very nice. Pass me that
She pen. Said she was terrified in the moral maze.
Wow, this is almost civil.
Yeah, the moral maze she was on.
I need something to write.
No, not this. No, don't touch anything that belongs to me.
That?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me I'm again.
Right, so the first chord you're going to do is A. Then when I finger you, it's F sharp minor. Then it goes back to A. Then it goes to F sharp minor. I'm missing out the A7s because you're an idiot.
Yeah. And D.
Well, but you don't know when. Yeah, whatever. Just write it down. It's fine.
Is it A, F sharp, F sharp?
Yeah.
A, F sharp, and then D.
Whatever. Just play whatever you want. I don't care. It's just nice.
This is this sort of lack of precision that means that you never made it in the music industry.
One.
Hang on.
Two.
A.
Three. Four. I love you. I love you. Words scribbled down in a fit of passion. I can't believe I won't see you again, my friend. Goodbye. If you can forgive me for what I've done, then please do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's repeated. The radio's talking. That's prophetic because I work in radio now. Oh, I know what this song is about. Stop. I know what this song is about.
Go on.
This is about Kurt Cobain committing suicide.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Because he wrote on the... This is it. Oh, this is great. Listen to this. Because it alludes to it in a bit. It alludes to it. Allusion is a thing that songwriters use. And on the suicide note, apparently it said, I love you, I love you. So this is actually about Kurt Cobain killing himself. So let's start again. So imagine, now you're not laughing now. Now imagine it's Kurt Cobain, okay? And he's got the shotgun, and he's probably had some... He's got the shotgun loaded up, or maybe someone else did. He's got the whiskey, he's a bit high on heroin, and he's going to kill himself. So he writes this song. This is a song from Kurt Cobain. Please stop it. It's disrespectful to...
I thought we'd started.
No, it's disrespectful to what's her name? Frances Bean. 3, 4. I love you. Hey, and I tell you, and just to stop. Please stop it. And do you know who I was listening to when I heard that Kurt Cobain had died? You won't guess. I'll tell you. Nick Abbott.
Oh.
So this song is inspired by Nick Abbott. Please.
Ready?
3, 4. I love you, I love you. Words scribbled down in a fit of passion. Makes sense now, doesn't it? I can't believe I won't see you again. My friend, goodbye. If you can forgive me for what I've done, I like that, it sounds like an ambulance, then please do. I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you. The radio's talking as I write this message. The news is... Some man shot himself. I think I've heard of him. His name rings a bell or two. Please, carry on. Please believe me. I'm waiting on your call. I love you. I love you. And that's dedicated to Kurt Cobain and Nick Abbott, both of whom have ended their careers, shot their careers in the ass. And now you're thinking, oh, that was actually quite a good one.
Yeah, because of my musical arrangement.
You're an idiot.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.